今天我们的正道题目是你所站之地是圣地。
Today the sermon topic is for the place where you are standing is holy ground.
今天早上和大家思想这段经文的时候，内心有一些感动。
As we contemplate today's Bible passage, I have some thoughts in my mind.
因为今天早上这段经文是在《使徒行传》第七章。
Because today's Bible passage is from Acts chapter 7.
《使徒行传》第七章是记载了当年一个神的仆人司提反。
In chapter 7 of the Acts, it recalls the incident of God's servant Stephen.
司提反为了真理见证的缘故。
Because of his willingness to witness the truth.
他在以色列人面前作见证。
He was a testimony in front of the Israelites.
最后他为神殉道。
At the end, he was a martyr for God.
被石头活生生的打死。
He was stoned to death.
我记得我当年看到《使徒行传》第七章的时候，心里面有一份很大的感动。
I still remember that when I first read the passage, I had a very deep emotion in my mind.
司提反为了神的缘故牺牲他的生命。
Because of God, Stephen sacrificed his life.
我又可以为神的缘故付上什么代价？
And what can I do to pay for God's love?
二十年后，我再在这段经文里面跟大家再去思想。
After 20 years, today I can speak on this passage with you.
今天早上经文会思想的是在《使徒行传》的七章二十二到三十三节。
Today the passage is from Acts chapter 7, verses 22 to 33.
是司提反描述一个神的仆人摩西他蒙召的经历。
In this passage, Stephen mentioned about the experience of God's servant Moses.
但我们的思想的重点会放在经文的三十三节。
But the focus of our sermons today is on verse 33.
就是神所讲两句的说话。
What God said to him.
这两句说话不单止对当年的摩西是非常非常重要。
These two statements were not only important to Moses on that day.
影响他整个的人生。
He influenced the whole of his life.
如果这两句经文我们能够掌握的话呢，
If we can grasp these verses today,
也都会影响我们的教会和我们的人生。
It can have strong impact on us, on our church and our lives.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
所以当我们在思想之前都将这一节经文一起读出来先。
When we ponder on these verses, we read them together.
使徒行传第七章三十三节。
Acts chapter 7 verse 33.
我们找到我们一起读。主对他说，把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。
Then the Lord said to him, take off your sandals, the place where you are standing is holy ground.
我们同心祈祷。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you.
让我们有机会再一次打开《使徒行传》第七章。
You let us open the Bible to read chapter 7 of Acts today.
藉着一个神的仆人为主摆上生命。
Through the sacrifice of your servant.
藉着摩西蒙召。
Through Moses' calling.
给我们今天的教会和那班属神的人有思想。
It gives us some thoughts on this.
今天我们究竟要站在什么地方？
On what ground should we stand on?
我们要生活在什么地方？
Where should we lead our lives?
我们侍奉在什么地方？
Where should we serve you?
以致我们的一生活得有价值和有意义。
So that our life is valuable and meaningful.
求主的宝血再一次洁净我们。
May the precious blood of Jesus cleanse us.
遮盖保护我们。
Cover and protect us.
让圣灵大能的工作在人的心灵里面动工。
Let the mighty power of the Holy Spirit work in us.
以致我们在神的说话当中有领受有得着。
So that through the word of God we can have your insight.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
听我们在主面前同心的祈祷感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer and thanksgiving in our Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
弟兄姊妹，留意神讲的其中一句说话。
You have to notice what God said to us.
你所站的是圣地。
The place where you are standing is holy ground.
如果这句话今天是对你和我讲的。
If this statement is spoken to you and me.
不知道大家会不会有点震撼啊？
I don't know whether you will tremble.
今天你所坐的地方是圣地。
The place where you are sitting is holy ground.
今天你崇拜的地方是圣地。
The place where you are worshipping is holy ground.
今天你的教会在圣地当中被建立。
Today your church is being erected on holy ground.
我不知道大家会不会有这个震撼。
I don't know whether you will feel an impact.
当年摩西站的地方。
At that time, the place where Moses was standing.
只不过是在西奈的旷野来的。
Was only a desert near Mount Sinai.
是一些没什么人去到的地方。
It was a deserted place.
是一些干旱无水之地。
It was a dry place.
没什么特别的地方。
There's nothing special.
为什么神会讲一句说话？
Did God say,
你所站的是圣地。
Where you are standing is holy ground.
同样我们今天在这个地方崇拜。
Similarly, we are worshipping in this place today.
只不过是一个用砖头来盖搭的地方。
It is only built by bricks.
我们能够说我们今天崇拜的地方是圣地吗？
Can we say that the place where we are worshipping is on holy ground?
顶姐妹你有这份信心吗？
Do you have this confidence?
当年神和摩西说，
At that time, God spoke to Moses.
为什么说你所站的是圣地呢？
Why did he say that where he was standing was holy
ground? 今天我们能够说，
Today we can say,
我们崇拜的地方，
The place where we are worshipping
是一个圣地呢？
Is holy ground.
个原因喺经文嘅三十二节。
The reason is in verse 32.
三十二节经文记载咗神自己嘅说话。
In verse 32, it records God.
我系你列祖嘅神。
I am the God of your father.
就系亚伯拉罕嘅神。
The God of Abraham.
就系以撒嘅神。
Isaac.
就系雅各嘅神。
And Jacob.
呢度咩意思咧
？What does that mean？
因为喺摩西所站嘅地方
，Because the place where Moses was standing，
竟然有一位天地嘅主、天地嘅神就喺嗰度。
There was the presence of the Creator of the whole universe。
哦，弟兄姊妹，呢个俾我哋非常非常宝贵嘅提醒。
It gives us very precious reminder。
喺呢个世界任何一个地方
，Anywhere in this world，
任何一个环境
，In any circumstance，
任何一个聚会
，In any gathering，
任何一个人。
With any person,
当有神的同在
when there is presence of God,
当有圣洁神的同在
when there is the presence of our holy God,
那一群人
the community,
那个环境
the situation,
那个地方
the place,
就成为圣地
will become holy ground,
不是因为那个地方有什么特别
it's not any special about that place,
是因为有圣洁的神在那里
it's because of the presence of holy God,
哦，于是弟兄姊妹我们发现一件事哦，
so now we understand,
当神在一个国家里面
When God is present in a country
这个国家被称为圣洁的国度
This nation can be called a holy nation
当神在一个民族里面
When God is with a people
这个民族被称为圣洁的族类
This people can be called holy people
当神在教会当中
When God is in church
这个教会被称为圣洁的教会
This church can be called holy church
当神在这个聚会当中
When God is in this gathering
这个聚会被称为圣洁的聚会
This gathering is a holy gathering
当神在我们的家庭当中
When God is in our family
我们的家庭被称为圣洁的家庭
Our family can be called a holy family
当神在我们的婚姻当中
When God is in our marriage
我们的婚姻被称为圣洁无瑕疵的婚姻
Our family can be called a holy and unblemished family
同样当神与我们同在的时候
Similarly when God is with us
我们被称为圣洁的神人
We can be called a holy person
我们被称为圣徒
We can be called a saint
但当然如果这些人这些环境缺乏了神的同在的时候
But of course if these people or this situation has not the presence of God
就成为一无所有的地方
It is nothing.
只不过是砖头盖搭的建筑物。
It is only a building made of bricks.
只是一个污秽的国家或者民族。
It is only a filthy country or nation.
或者很有问题的家庭或者婚姻。
Or a family marriage with problems.
所以求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
有神临在的地方。
Where there is God's presence.
有神同在的地方。
Where there is God.
就被称为圣地。
It is called a holy ground.
当然一个圣洁的地方。
Of course, a holy place.
一个圣洁的群体。
A holy community.
就会蒙受神好大的恩典和赐福。
Can have a lot of blessing from God.
因为以色列人在四十年的旷野漂流的时候。
When we think back about the 40 years when the Israelites were in the wilderness.
我们发现一件事
We noticed one thing
以色列人其实衰到贴地
Actually the Israelites were very bad
但因为蒙受神一份很大的恩典
But because of the blessings from God
当圣洁的神愿意与他们同在的时候
When Holy God desired to be with them
我们发现一件事，
we can see one thing.
40年的旷野漂流，
in the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness,
他们面对很多困难，很多的挑战，
they had to face a lot of difficulties and challenges.
但他经历神自己的大能的帮助，
but they experienced the powerful and mighty help from God.
神用日间云柱，夜间火柱。
In the daytime, God used the pillar of cloud, and at night, He used the pillar of fire.
来引导他们，保护他们。
To lead them and guide them.
他们的身体的需要，用神天降玛拿。
All their physical needs, God gave them through manna.
神用磐石出水。
God allowed the water to come out of rock.
当他们要逃避埃及的法老的时候。
When they had to flee from Pharaoh of Egypt.
神能够叫红海分开。
God let Red Sea parted in the middle.
40年里面，
in the 40 years,
佢嘅衣服鞋襪冇破爛。
The clothes and shoes that they were wearing did not got.
佢哋嘅腳冇腫到。
Their feet were not swollen.
於是我哋發現一件事。
So that we can see one thing.
當有神與一個群體同在。
When God is with a community.
當神與人同在。
When God is with man.
呢啲群體。
These people.
一定蒙神嘅賜福。
They will definitely have blessings from God.
就好似詩篇23篇咁樣。
It is like Psalm 23.
於是佢俾我哋一個好寶貴嘅提醒咯。
It gives us a very precious reminder.
今日作為教會。
Today as a church.
作為神嘅兒女。
As God's children.
我哋同樣盼望我哋。
We also hope that.
我哋所身處嘅地方成為聖地。
Where we are is holy ground.
我哋嘅家庭。
Our family,
我们的婚姻，
our marriage,
我们的儿女，
our children,
我们的人生，
our life,
我们的工作，
our work,
我们的侍奉，
our way to serve God,
每一个处境，
in every situation,
都成为圣洁的地图，
it is a holy ground,
因为有神与我们同在，
because of God's presence,
会带领我们走一生的岁月，
He will lead us,
就好像一首诗歌《主如明亮晨星》一样，
as in a hymn, God is like the morning star,
虽然人生会有很多的困难挑战，
although there are many challenges in our life,
但主如明亮的晨星，
but God is like the morning star,
能够带领我们冲破狂风巨浪，
He can lead us to go through the storms of life.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们开始建立教会的时候，
brothers and sisters, as we start a new church,
我们盼望我们的教会成为圣洁的教会，
we pray that our churchCan become a holy church.
我们的聚会成为圣洁的聚会。
Our assemblies are holy assemblies.
在座当中每一个坐在这里的弟兄姊妹。
Every one of us who is sitting here.
你们成为圣洁的基督徒。
You can be a holy Christian.
当我们要建立家庭、婚姻、教养儿女的时候。
When we have to build up our marriages, families, when we have to raise up our
children. 一切都成为圣洁。
Everything can become holy.
因为有圣洁的神与我们同在。
Because the holy God is with us.
不是靠我们自己去面对那种环境和挑战。
It is not only through us to face the situation.
但经文没停在那里。
But the Bible does not stop there.
神讲完话，你所站的地是圣地的时候。
After God proclaimed that the place where you are standing is holy ground.
一方面是神的恩典。
On one hand, it is God's grace.
因为之前的摩西40年。
Because in the prior 40 years of Moses,
他从来没有站在圣地里面。
He was never standing in holy ground.
你看看经文的记载，头40年的摩西。
You can see from the Bible that in the first 40 years of Moses' life,
他在埃及的王宫长大。
He was brought up in the palace of Egypt.
他有才能。
He was talented.
他有学识。
He was knowledgeable.
他有勇气。
He was courageous.
他有行动。
He took action.
但最后他去了哪里？
But at the end, where did he go?
最后他去了米甸的旷野那里牧羊。
At the end, he had to go to the wilderness of Midian.
悠悠愁愁的过了40年。
He had to lead his life 40 years in sadness.
直到80岁的时候。
Until he was 80 years old.
在神的山何烈山。
In God's mountain, Mount Horeb.
他遇到圣洁的神。
He met Holy God.
圣洁的神同他讲一句说话。
Holy God spoke to him.
他才能够整个人生改变。
His life took a dramatic change.
他才能够在40年的旷野漂流里面。
So that he could, in the 40 years of wilderness,
带领200万的以色列民族。
He could lead 2 million Israelites.
这句说话非常非常重要。
This statement is very important.
就是神讲的，在33节。
This is what God said in verse 33.
把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
Take off your sandals.
啊，弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters，
如果我哋要站喺圣地，
if we are to stand on holy ground，
如果我哋需要有圣洁嘅神与我哋同在，
if we desire holy God to be with us，
一方面我哋需要靠神嘅恩典同埋怜悯，
on one hand we have to rely on God's grace and，
但另外一方面我哋必须做一件事情，
but on the other hand，
弟兄姊妹听住啊，
you have to listen carefully，
将你嘅鞋脱落嚟，
you have to take off your sandals or your shoes，
再讲一次，
I say it again，
将你的鞋脱落嚟。
Take off your sandals or shoes。
似乎冇人有反应。
No one took any notice。
你做乜唔将你的鞋脱落嚟啊
？Why didn't you take off your shoes？
因为有啲人睇圣经真系好无知嘅。
Because some people when they read the Bible they quite ignorant。
主耶稣教导一班门徒人去洗脚。
Jesus taught his disciples to wash each other's feet。
咁啊，有啲教会就系同信徒洗脚。
Some churches really wash their congregation's feet。
他以为这样是遵照神在圣经当中的吩咐。
They think that this is obeying God's commands.
但弟兄姊妹小心看神的话。
But you have to be careful when you read God's word.
神的话是灵，是生命。
God's word is spirit, is life.
当神和摩西说将你的鞋脱落来的时候呢，
When God told Moses to take off his sandals,
不是将这对鞋脱落来。
It's not to take off your shoes physically.
这对鞋脱了下来，这个人都没什么变。
After we take off our shoes, we there's
打大赤脚啊。
Only barefooted.
其实无能的人。
We are only still weak people.
原来圣经所讲的把你脚上的鞋脱落来有两方面的属灵意义。
What the Bible means taking off our
shoes. 如果当我们看圣经的时候，我们发现一件事。
When we read the Bible, we can notice one thing.
弟兄姊妹，当你和我活在这个世界上的时候，
When you and me live in this world，
我们走来走去的，
We walk around，
去不同的环境，
We go to different places，
在不同的环境的时候呢，
In different situations，
弟兄姊妹，我们一定面对很多试探诱惑的环境，
We surely face a lot of trials and temptations，
很多罪恶的环境，
A lot of sinful situations，
于是我们发现一件事，
Therefore we notice，
弟兄姊妹，你去到哪，
Wherever you go，
你一定沾染很多的污秽和不洁，
You are contaminated by a lot of impurity.
一定沾染好多嘅罪恶。
You are contaminated by a lot of.
就好似我哋脚上着住呢对鞋咁样。
Just like the shoes we are wearing.
你试下走下地盘。
If you go to a construction site.
今朝好大雨啊。
Today it was rainy.
好多地方好多泥瓣。
A lot of people become very dirty.
你踩得两踩，你就脚上污糟啦。
After walking on it, your shoes get very dirty.
其实而家我哋嘅人生一样。
Our life is also like that.
我哋喺生活当中好多唔同嘅处境。
In our life, there are a lot of situations.
虽然我哋属于主嘅人
，although we belong to God.
信主嘅时候
，when we started to believe in God,
已经蒙主嘅宝血洁净啦。
We already got purified from the Lord's precious blood.
但系生活当中仍然沾染好多嘅不洁污秽。
But in our daily lives, we are contaminated by a lot of impurities.
好多嘅罪恶缠累住我哋。
A lot of sins entangle.
所以神嘅吩咐好清楚。
So that God's command is very clear.
把你脚上嘅鞋脱下嚟。
Take off your sandals.
意思就是要脱下我们所沾染的污秽不洁和被缠累的罪。
It means we have to take off all the impurities, all the filthiness, all the sins that entangle us.
因为非圣洁，没人能够见到神。
Because without holiness, we cannot see God.
弟兄们留意今天的基督徒。
If you take a note of the Christians today,
我们可以参与很多很多的聚会。
We can take part in a lot of gatherings.
我们可以有很多的侍奉。
We can serve God in a lot of ways.
但我们发现一件事。
But we notice one thing.
我们和神的关系似乎很疏离。
Our relationship with God can be not very close.
原因就是因为我们的鞋沾染了很多的污秽不洁。
Because of our shoes.Being contaminated by a lot of sins.
圣洁的神不能够与我们同在。
Holy God cannot be with us.
变成我们所身处的环境不是一个圣地。
Therefore, the place where we are standing is not holy ground.
这个是一件很令人难过的事实。
This is a very saddening fact.
所以我们今天需要做的呢？
Therefore, what we can do.
如果真的要脱下我们现在所穿着的鞋呢？
If we have to take off our shoes.
我相信要按照使徒保罗的吩咐教导我们。
I think we have to follow the teaching from Apostle Paul.
就是人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事。
If we can cleanse from impurities.
弟兄姊妹，我们第一，一方面我们承认我们在每日的生活当中沾染了很多的污秽不洁。
We must admit that in our daily lives we are contaminated by a lot of impurities.
甚至乎被很多的罪限制住我们。
We are in bondage by a lot of sins.
摆脱唔到嘅。
We cannot get rid of them.
但神就要吩咐我哋要脱离。
But God asks us to be set apart from them.
要脱下来。
We have to put them off.
如果脱下来，我哋需要做一件事嗬。
If we have to put them off, we have to do something.
一方面喺神面前自洁。
On one hand, we have to repent.
我哋需要一啲时间安静喺主面前。
We have to have quiet time.
好似今朝早上唱嘅第一首诗歌。
Just like the first hymn that we sang today.
求主察看。
Lord, please search me.
究竟我生命当中有咩嘅软弱，有咩嘅失败
？To see what are the weaknesses in our lives.
有咩嘅罪仍然缠累住我哋嘅
？What are the sins that are still entangling?
我哋喺主面前安静，求主嘅宝血再一次洁净。
We have to be still before the Lord and repent.
再一次嘅涂抹。
Ask God to wipe off our sins.
再一次嘅赦免。
Ask God to forgive us.
但我喺度必须提醒自己，亦都提醒弟兄姊妹。
I have to remind myself and every one of you.
呢个喺神面前嘅省察自洁。
This repentance in front of God.
必须要安静。
We have to be quiet.
必须要真心。
We have to be sincere.
我自己嘅做法嗬。
This is the way how I do it.
我每朝早上起身嘅时候，
Every morning when I get up,
无论可能系五点几或者六点几起身，
Whether it's 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning,
第一件事我会做嘅，
The first thing I do,
唔系去洗手间，
It's not to go to bathroom.
我顶住每年纪大嘅人，第一件事就会去洗手间噶啦。
All the more elderly brothers sisters, you understand that you have to go to bathroom.
但我觉得一件事比去洗手间更加重要。
But I guess one thing is more important than going to bathroom.
就系跪喺主嘅面前。
Is to kneel before the Lord.
再一次求主赦免。
Ask God's forgiveness.
再一次求主洁净。
Ask God's cleansing.
再一次求主赐俾我力量。
Ask God to give me strength.
脱离一啲罪嘅辖制，
to get away from sins,
好好过嗰日嘅生活。
To live the day in a good way.
啊，呢个就系将鞋脱落嚟啊！
This is what is meant by taking off the shoes.
我弟兄姊妹，如果我哋清晨起嚟嘅时候，唔首先将污秽不洁嘅鞋脱落嚟，
If we get up and we do not take off the dirty shoes,
嗰日嘅生活一定系污秽不洁噶啦。
The day will start with dirtiness.
甚至乎嗰日嘅侍奉都成为污秽不洁。
The day serving God becomes unclean.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果要我哋所站嘅地方系圣地，
If the place where we stand, we desire to be holy ground,
要我哋嘅人生，
we want our life,
我哋嘅家庭，
our family,
我哋嘅婚姻，
our marriage,
我哋嘅教会，
our church,
我哋嘅工作，
our work,
我哋嘅侍奉，
the way we serve God,
所有都成为圣洁，
everything to become
holy, 有圣洁嘅神同在，
to have the presence of holy God,
必须每日喺神面前自洁，脱离卑贱嘅事。
Every day we have to purify ourselves, we have to cleanse ourselves from impurities.
第二方面，
the second aspect,
脱下我哋嘅鞋系乜嘢咧？
Taking off our shoes, what does that mean?
原来人性嘅失败除咗系污秽不洁之外，
besides being impure,
就系自我中心。
It's self-centeredness.
弟兄姊妹，你有冇自我中心？
Are you self-centered?
我想这个世界没有一个人会说自己自我中心。
I think in this world, no one will admit that he is.
第一个事实的真相。
But this is a fact.
由亚当夏娃犯罪开始。
Since Adam and Eve sinned.
我跟弟兄姊妹讲。
I can say to you.
包括牧者在内。
Including myself.
其实我们都是自我中心的人。
Every one of us is self-centered.
我喜欢自己当家作主。
I want to make my own decision.
我认为怎样就怎样。
I want to do what I want.
我靠着自己有力量去面对任何的环境。
I rely on my own strength.
这个就是当年的摩西。
This is what Moses was.
40岁的时候摩西是这样的。
When he was 40 years old, he was like that.
如果你大家留意在经文的由23节开始的时候，
If you notice the Bible passage from verse 23,
直到25节，
up to verse 25,
我们发觉摩西，
We can see that,
原来他想怎么就想怎么了。
Moses did what he wanted.
在23节记载了，
In verse 23,
他将到40岁，
When Moses was 40 years old,
心中起意去看望他的弟兄以色列人，
He decided to visit his own people, the Israelites.
他就去了。
Therefore he went.
这个就是我们每一个人的人生。
That is how we are today.
很多时候我们怎样做人？
How do we lead our lives today?
想做就去做。
What we want, we do.
冇能够安静喺神面前好好求问神。
We don't have quiet time before the Lord to ask God.
神啊，你嘅心意如何
？God, what is your desire for me?
系咪呢个时间要去
？Is it this time?
系咪要做呢件事
？Should I do this?
当然有个平衡啊，弟兄姊妹啊。
Of course, there should be a balance.
有啲基督徒熟灵到一个地步都有啲问题嘅。
Sometimes Christians can be very spiritual, but it can be problematic.
晏晝食飯啊。
When is lunch time?
企下好先。
Let me pray.
睇下神有冇吩咐我食飯。
Let me see what God wants me to do.
去做工啦。
Want to go to work.
企下好先。
I have to pray.
睇下神有冇叫我去做工。
Want to see if God wants me to.
嗱，呢啲就係過咗火位。
This is too.
啊，今日真係有啲咁嘅無知基督徒噶。
Today there are still some ignorant.
佢喺條路行緊嘅時候咧。
When he is walking on the.
一路祈緊禱噶。
He's praying all the time.
因为圣经当中已经很多真理的教导
Because in the Bible, there are a lot of teachings.
人有当尽的责任
We have our own responsibility.
基本上不用再去问的了
There are a lot of basic responsibility.
如果要祈祷
You don't have to ask.
是祈祷求神给我们有力量去遵行的
If we pray, we have to pray for strength to obey God.
所以你夫妻彼此相爱
Therefore, for a couple to be
好好教养儿女
For them to raise their
好好做好你的工
For them to work
好好注意饮食
For them to take note of health,
是当尽的责任来的
This is responsibility.
但人生有很多的事情，我们需要求问神。
But in a lot of things in our life, we have to ask God.
譬如我们是不是需要移民啊
For example, if we have to go,
我们是不是需要转工啊
We have to change our job.
我拍拖的对象啱唔啱啊
Is this a life,
right? 我结婚的对象啱唔啱啊
If this a right partner,
我是不是要生儿育女啊
Do I have to raise?
生几多个啊
How many?
全部都不要当家作主
Don't make your own decision.
求问神
Ask God.
因为当你自己当家作主呢
If you make your own decision,
这个在神面前就成为一个自我中心的人
You become a self-centered person.
但当然摩西另外有一个有问题的层面
But there is another problem with Moses too.
就是他按照自己的方法去做事
He did things in his own way.
他看到一些不公义的事情发生
He saw an unrighteous thing happening.
因为跟着在经文的24节记载
We can see in verse 24.
那些埃及人欺负以色列人。
And Egyptian was mistreating an Israelite.
摩西就出手了。
So Moses took action.
就打死了埃及人。
He killed him.
原来很多时候人做事喜欢用自己的方法
A lot of people do things their own way
但这个同样不是神所喜悦的
But this is not what God
神盼望我们是什么呢
What God wants us to do
我们做任何事
Whatever we do
不单止按照神的心意
Not only according to his will
也都按照神的方法
But according to his way
所以为什么摩西后期改变了呢
We can see that at the end Moses changed
因为他知道
Because he knew
他要脱下这对
He had to take off the sandals.
就将自己的自我中心放低。
He put down his self-centeredness.
不单止凡他所行的
Whatever he did.
要求问神的心意。
He had to ask for God's will.
亦都凡他所行的
And also whatever he did.
按照山上指示的样式。
He did it according to what God instructed.
亦都是凡他所行的
And also whatever he did.
无论生活好啦。
Whether
it's daily life 侍奉好
or how to serve God,
必须按照神在圣经当中所启示的真理而行
It must be according to the truth as revealed in the Bible.
当然第三方面的自我中心的表现是什么呢
What is the third aspect of self-centeredness?
靠自己的聪明智慧能力
You rely on your own intelligence and wisdom
因为跟着经文记载了下去
We can see from the Bible
摩西以为那些以色列人明白他
Moses thought that the Israelites would understand him
怎知道人不明白
But they didn't
意思是什么呢
What does that mean?
摩西用着人的智慧、聪明、才干、能力去做事
Moses was relying on his own wisdom and intelligence knowledge
於是他就失敗了
That's why he failed
因為那些人不明白
Because the people did not understand
於是我們發現一件事
So we understand one thing
將鞋脫下來
Taking off our shoes
其中一個層面就是
One aspect is
放低我們的自我中心
We have to put down our self-centeredness
不是按照我的心意
Not according to my desire
不是按照我的方法
Not according to my method.
不是按照我的聪明
Not according to my intelligence.
而是凡事与主为中心
But in everything, God is in the center.
如果大家好好睇旧约圣经嘅时候，发现一件事
If we read the Old Testament carefully,
脱下嗰对鞋
you can see that taking off the shoes
代表将主权放低
represents you put down your own authority.
哦，於是我哋就發現咗出咗嚟啦。
Now we can understand.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你所站嘅地係聖地。
The place where you are standing is holy ground.
嘅人生所有嘅處境都係聖潔嘅環境。
In all the situations in your life is holy.
有聖潔嘅神與我哋同在。
Holy God is with us.
有神嘅保守帶領同埋看顧。
There is God's guidance and leading.
但我哋必須將我哋嘅穿著嘅鞋脱落嚟。
But we have to take off the shoes that we wear.
一方面自潔脱離卑賤嘅事。
The first thing is to cleanse ourselves from the ignoble things.
另外一方面將我哋人嘅隱藏嘅自我中心完全嘅放低。
The other thing is also to put down all the self-centeredness that is hidden in us.
凡事與主為中心，以神嘅真理為中心。
Everything you proclaim God is the center.
靠著從主而嚟嘅智慧能力去生活行事為人。
Through the wisdom of and strength from God, we lead our daily lives.
哦，盼望弟兄姊妹，我哋嘅人生所站嘅每一個處境。
In that situation, you will find that in every place that you are standing.
都成為聖地。
It's holy ground.
弟兄姊妹講好容易啊。
It is easy just to say it.
實踐上嚟真係好困難。
But to live it out is difficult.
因為依只鞋跟住咗我哋幾十年㗎啦。
Because these shoes have followed us for a lot of years.
年紀越大就越難脱。
The older we are, it's harder for us.
少年青年人容易啲㗎。
It's easier for young people.
趁早從呢段經文當中去學習。
We have to learn from this Bible passage.
願神唔單止當年同摩西講說話。
May God not only speak to Moses on that day.
亞伯拉罕嘅神。
The God of Abraham.
以撒嘅神。
Of Isaac.
雅各嘅神。
And Jacob.
同樣同我哋每一個人講說話。
Similarly, he is speaking to each of us.
我哋所站嘅地係聖地。
The place where we are standing is holy ground.
盼望我哋能夠甘心樂意。
I pray that we can willingly.
將你腳上嘅鞋脱落嚟。
Take off the shoes.
以致無論我哋嘅教會。
So that no matter whether it's our church.
無論我哋嘅人生。
Our life.
有聖潔嘅神一直與我哋同在。
If the Holy God is present with us.
帶領我哋走一生嘅道路。
Lead the rest of our lives.
弟兄姊妹，我心裏面有一句説話。
I have something to say to you.
當你按照神嘅吩咐咁樣做嘅時候。
If you follow God's word.
你永不後悔。
You will never regret.
但系当我哋冇按照神嘅吩咐去做嘅时候
，But if we do not follow God's command，
可能我哋一生回望嘅时候，我哋就会后悔莫及。
When we look back, we will regret。
因为以色列人就系咁嘅光景。
Because Israelites were like that。
当日能够将鞋脱下来嘅人好少嘅啫。
During that time, there were not many people who could take off their shoes。
200万嘅以色列人
，Out of the 2 million Israelites，
只有三个人。
Only three.
將鞋脫落嚟。
They took off their sandals.
一個係摩西。
The first one is Moses.
一個係約書亞。
The second one is Joshua.
一個係迦南。
The third one is Caleb.
然後代代相傳。
And generation after generation.
能夠將鞋脫落嚟嘅人。
Those people who can take off their
sandals. 真係好少。
Are very few.
到今日嘅教會。
Until today's church.
我哋盼望我哋朝著呢個標竿直跑。
We pray that we can.Go forward to
紧紧记住两句经文咋。
We have to remember two Bible verses.
亲爱弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神为我哋预备咗教会。
God has prepared.
我哋喺教会当中被认罪。
In our church we are assembled.
我哋所站嘅地系圣地。
The place where we are standing.
我哋所坐嘅地方系圣地。
The place where we are standing.
神赐俾我哋一切嘅家庭、婚姻、儿女，全部都系圣地。
Everything that God gave us, family, children, is holy ground.
能唔能够持守住咧
？Can we maintain it?
能不能够继续享受呢
Can we keep on enjoying it?
我们必须紧紧记住
We have to remember
将我们脚上的鞋脱下来
Take off our sandals
求主帮助
May the Lord help us
我们一起唱一首诗歌
Him to respond
我们同心祈祷
Let us pray
慈爱天父我们同心感谢赞美你
Dear Lord we praise you and thank you
感谢天父藉着十字架上的救主耶稣基督
God, thank you for sending your son to die on the cross.
为我们预备了圣洁的地图。
You prepare holy ground for us.
圣洁的人生。
Holy life.
圣洁的教会。
Holy church.
圣洁的侍奉。
Holy service to you.
主是一切恩典的源头。
Lord, the source of all blessings.
来自十字架。
Come from the cross.
但愿属于主的儿女。
We pray that all those who belong to you,
我们能够珍惜,
we can cherish it,
因为我们在主面前,
because in front of you,
已经成为圣洁,
we have become holy,
但我们必须负上自己当尽的责任,
but we have to take responsibility,
能够继续持守,
to maintain,
享受一切的丰盛,
so that we can enjoy the blessings,
我们必须脱下我们脚上的鞋,
we have to take off the shoes,
将一切缠累我们的罪
to take off all the entanglements of sins,
一切的污秽不洁
all the impurities,
投诸深海
to throw into deep sea,
求主的宝血来洁净我们
may the precious blood of Jesus cleanse us,
也都求主帮助我们
may the Lord help us,
有一个决心
to have a determination,
将人性里面一个的自我中心
to get rid of the self-centeredness in us,
完全的放下
To completely take it out.
因为主耶稣明明的宣告
Because the Lord Jesus has proclaimed.
若有人跟从我
If anyone who wants to follow me,
就当舍己
He has to deny himself.
背起自己的十字架
And daily take up his cross.
天天的跟从主
And follow me.
求主帮助我们
May the Lord help us.
让我们成为蒙福的一群
So that we can be a blessed people.
让我们每一个
Let every one of us
好似当年的神人摩西一样
be like your servant Moses,
得着这份宝贵的福分
can have this blessing.
我们祈祷感恩仰望
we pray all this.
奉主耶稣基督的名
in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 请坐
please be seated.